You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
I am all excited.
Are you?
Yeah. Because we are leaving to do something fun, and we won't be here on our regular record day, which is Thursday. So we're getting to record today, which is Monday, which means that we are recording or doing two episodes of TJ and Jody's House within just a few days of each, because we recorded the last one on Thursday.
Right.
Now it's just Monday, and we're doing it again.
And we have no life, so what are we going to talk about?
No life.
There's nothing to talk about.
Nothing. Yeah, it usually takes at least a whole week to be able to get something interesting to talk about.
And interesting,
yeah, that's pushing it. Well, Mr. Todd, cameraman, said he has something that could be considered content for the show, so we'll get into that in a little bit, and we'll see if it's actually... you know, worthy of the the high entertainment value.
Probably better than what we have, which is not a
TJ and Jody How. But you know what?
What?
It doesn't matter how marginally entertaining this podcast is. It's still good enough for Josh's Farmers Market to want to sponsor it.
Right.
You know, they are good people. They have to be charitable people to be sponsoring
this
bunch of mess.
Right.
Everybody's going to Josh's Farmers Market now. It's where the celebrities are going. Last Saturday, Ace and Amanda, his young wife, were out there buying shrimp and stuff from their fresh seafood selections. And
right.
Then the next day, Mr. Todd, the camera guy, and his fiance Carrie were out there. I mean, it's just... hobnobbing with the celebrities.
Popping place.
It kind of reminds me of when they show in Us Weekly, when it used to, we used to get the Us Weekly magazine, and they would show all the celebrities in the fall out picking out their pumpkins.
And
together.
They say, they're just like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me
of. Just like us.
So Josh's Farmers Market is right next to the YMCA, the big YMCA in Mooresville, North Carolina. And they're open all throughout the season, every day, right? Aren't they open every day?
Yep.
And you got, obviously, if it's farmer's market, they've got fresh produce and all of that, but they have so much more. Great things like the best key lime pie that comes straight fresh from Florida to them. Like we said, the fresh seafood, they go to the coast every Thursday and pick it up. Comes right out of the ocean into their truck.
Just isn't that flops something? In there.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
And then they have chicken salad that is delicious, and pimento cheese, which is delicious.
And their furniture is delicious.
Their
lawn furniture and stuff.
And their flowers are delicious. And their apparel, their merch is delicious.
Oh, yeah, we had a lady say that she went this weekend and got, I forgot what she said, what else she got, but she did get a red shirt, a red Josh's shirt.
Well, I told you that they had the people working there had on short sleeves like our shirts, but I didn't see them, but maybe they got them in.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I wonder who we could ask. But you know what?
Mr. Josh.
Right. But our.
Or Mr. Garrett.
You went to Josh's farmer's market years and years before we even thought about a podcast or anything.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And we didn't know Garrett, the other guy at Josh's. Alexis used to work with Garrett at some restaurant or something. So they've been friends.
Yeah. He's sweet.
And, wait, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So now, Alexis is supposed to be the account manager that Josh is now as a sponsor.
Okay.
But if I want to know something about Josh's, then I can't really go to her and ask her or ask her to find out, because everything I ask her to do now comes with a stipulation. Like, I asked her to find out something, from Garrett at Josh's the other day. If he wanted to be a part of something with my cooking show, because he mentioned like partnering up with them. And I said, will you ask him if they have this, you know, whatever it was. And everything comes with stipulation now that she gets to be on the cooking show.
Oh, she does that to me too. Mm-hmm. But mine is stipulation of, I will if you do the video sitting in there with the cats.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, no, see ya. Forget it. Ain't happening.
Yeah, so anything I ask her to do now, it's like, will you let me be on the cooking? Like, no.
So you're cooking show, and I'm sitting with cats.
Mm-hmm. She wants a video of you with cats.
Sitting with cats. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so this weekend, Josh is going to be open Saturday and Sunday with the great food trucks and all the fun and all that stuff. So go to joshsfarmersmarket.com. to see all of the stuff that they have and get all the information, the schedule of what food trucks are going to be, when, and all of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Or you can just go to Josh's Farmer's Market right next to the YMCA in Mooresville. All right, we'll get into all the what we call the meat of the show.
Huh. I don't like that.
Coming up next.
TJ and Jody's house.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the high. What are y'all doing today? We're doing the house.
House.
And go to the house. All right. So Mr. Todd said that he has something he needs to ask our advice about. And he said, I can either ask you on the show or off the show. It doesn't matter. So we will go ahead and do it on the show. Mr. Todd.
So Carrie and I are doing a major renovation on our house, right? You guys know about that.
Yeah, Carrie is his fiance.
Yeah. And so we have been living in a rental house, which is like 10 minutes away. So like my house is just like, or I should say our house, has been, it's completely
destroyed.
You-know-what show. And so we were out, and we're at some brewery, and my neighbor who lives across the street of the house that I live in, that we're renovating, he and I don't really get along. Like, there's a little bit of history there, and I don't really talk to him that much, but I hadn't seen him in probably years, because that's how little we talk. We're at the brewery, and he walks up to me and goes, hey, man. He goes, hey, Todd, how are you? He's like, the house is looking good. I'm like, oh, hey, and I won't say his name. And I was like, this is Carrie, because he hadn't met Carrie yet. He goes, yeah, he goes, the house looking good. He's like, I was walking through it the other day, and I was really surprised at everything you were doing. And I was like, And I heard the words go in my ear, and I'm like, I'm processing it. And I'm going, did he just say what I think he just said? And we just keep on talking, small talk, and we leave, and we say goodbye. And Carrie and I walking away, and I'm like, did I just hear him say he walked through our house? And she goes, yeah. I'm like, what the? Would that bother you?
If it was a neighbor that I got along with, no.
Yeah.
I think a renovation is different than a new build.
Yes.
Yeah.
If it was new build, but like I've got, well, I'm not gonna, I shouldn't say this, but like there's stuff still in the house locked away, but.
Right.
But still.
Yeah.
You're right. A renovation is completely different than a new build.
Because we've gotten to know our neighbors because it's a new, new area with all the houses next to us and down the street are new. And the ones that we've gotten to know, they know we went through their house when they were building it and they went through ours, you know, no big deal. But if we were remodeling our house and renovating stuff, I wouldn't go just walking in.
Especially if you haven't talked to him in how long?
Right. That's, it's not like we're friends. Like we know we don't like each other. And Carrie didn't think it was weird. I was like, I think that's weird.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah,
it made me very uncomfortable.
He's just being nosy.
It creeped me out, and I'm just like, oh my god, almost said his name, was walking through my house. I'm like, dude,
because you, off. If it was reversed and he was doing that,
I wouldn't.
No way, you'd go over there.
No.
I don't like people in my business.
He's just being nosy.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, I just want to make sure it wasn't just me that would be creeped out by that.
Yeah, no, it was weird. We would be creeped out, too, and we would be like, oh, we don't want him in it. Like, when our kids come home from college, we're a little bit apprehensive. Going, hey, well, y'all are in our house now. Don't be looking around. Don't be, don't make yourself at home too much.
All right. I do say that a lot. Don't get too comfy. Speaking of, our daughter was here this weekend because her boyfriend was graduating. And so last night she got in late. You know, we barely saw her, which was fine. And I was getting ready to go to bed, and I said, hey, by the way, I said, some of my, because let's remember now, she's got two closets. And so I said, hey, just so you know, I had to get some of my summer stuff out because we're leaving on a trip. I said,
it's summer.
And I hung some of my summer stuff up in there. You'll see on the shelf. She goes, in my closet? I go, yeah. And she said, well, you better be getting that stuff out because I'm bringing home all my stuff. Y'all know. Her boyfriend was sitting there, and I said, you better do something with her.
Was she trying to be funny, though? I mean, I know she probably did mean I got stuff coming to put in my closet.
But I don't care.
She wouldn't just tell you better get that out. That's a sassy kind of way like that.
Really?
I don't think she would. Okay. I wouldn't think she would just be being
well,
sassy.
Anyway, that stuff's going to stay there.
Yeah.
She'll find a way around it. I was like, I know she's not. So I looked at him and I said, you better do something with her. Good night. And she didn't say, I'm joking or anything like that.
Yeah, well, maybe she wasn't.
I was like, girl, I'll throw your stuff out in the front yard.
But boy will always come and ask if he can watch the big TV.
Oh, he's sweet. And let me tell you what, he has been, that little thing has been picking up his room every day. Like, I go up there and his little bed's made, he's cleaning up. It's so cute.
That little thing. He must be pretty strong if he's picking up the whole room.
God, his dad jokes are so weird.
But
anyway, that was sassy. And of course, you're taking up for her.
No, I just said I didn't think. But if you say she was just being sassy.
She didn't say, I'm kidding, Mom. Yeah. Nothing. I was like, oh.
When she gets home, you know, before she starts her grown life, I'm going to spank her.
I'm sure.
She's got a whipping coming from me. Just because she's 21 doesn't mean she can't get a whip. Almost 22.
Yeah.
She's almost 22.
Something entertaining.
I'll whip that ass is what I'll do. I'll get a belt after
her.
And
her boyfriend was like, okay. yeah. Mm-hmm. He's okay, though. He has two sisters, and everybody fights, so he knows how to handle it.
You know, I was asking today on the regular old morning show, mm-hmm. and that girl on our show was saying how she has to hide snacks in her car mm-hmm. because she knows if she's off somewhere and she gets hungry, she gets mad. So she has to put snacks in her car so she can, before mm-hmm. she starts getting mad, mm-hmm. she has to eat something. When did that start? Where women...
That's been a thing.
I know, but it's not that...
My dad's that way.
But it hasn't been around that long where you just, like, you just say, I'm going to get mad if I don't get something to eat. Yeah. Like, I don't ever remember my Nana getting pissed off because she was a little bit hungry. When did women start doing that?
Because your Nana always had some good old meal ready.
No, but she would get hungry from that. Women have been getting hungry for years.
She probably had snacks in her
purse. But women have been getting hungry, but they never would say, I'm mad because I'm hungry.
But my dad does that.
Yeah, I know.
You got to feed him snacks.
I know, but it's a common thing with women now. Younger women get mad when they get hungry.
It's not just younger women, and it's not just women. Don't be starting all that.
Your dad is the exception. Okay, I'm not saying it's only them, but I'm saying for the majority, like, men don't ever say they're hangry, as a matter of fact. It's always women that's... Well, first of all, not many people say hangry anymore anyway, or should. Really? Yeah, that's not an up-to-date slang term.
What's the new one?
Hungry.
I don't know.
I'm hungry.
I don't know.
But okay, but you probably just don't know
But I don't ever hear... Let me put it this way. And men never say, I am pissed off because I'm hungry. Men never say that. Women say it. So that's all I can go by is what I hear and what I don't hear.
Okay.
Men will say, I'm hungry. You know, and then they may say something crude like, I'm so hungry I could eat whatever. Ew. You know, okay. Like a skunk's ass. I could eat a skunk's ass. Right. You know, stuff like that.
I don't know.
But women just say they get mad. And you always say that it's not right for people to get mad because they're hungry. You're usually saying that.
I don't get hungry like that. I get hungry. But
but you're usually one to criticize somebody who says, I'm mad because I'm hungry.
Well, I do think it's ridiculous. No, I do think it's ridiculous, but you are trying to label it onto just women. Mm-hmm. Saying that, and it's not. That's what I'm saying.
Other than your dad, how many men do you know or have ever known
that will say,
I'm mad because I'm hungry?
I can tell when he needs a little dum-dum or a little snack, a little Luna bar or something. I know.
Okay.
There are people. There are men.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's not a thing that men are known for. Let me put it that way. Men, you may think men, oh, he's grumpy because he's hungry.
But women are known for that?
Now they are. Yes, they wear it like a badge. Like the girl on the show today said, "I know I'm going to get angry I'm going to get mad if I get hungry."
Okay.
Maybe it's a thing where women are just more able to. They're more self-aware. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe.
But just because I say something's about women and men doesn't mean in a negative way. Doesn't mean it's negative. I just mean that there's a difference.
But
you don't hear men say, I'm pissed off because I'm hungry. Women do. They want you to know that when they get hungry, they get mad.
Okay.
Almost like a warning?
No, almost like they want to own it.
Oh.
You know, I want to own. This is another emotion that I have. I'm hungry, therefore I get mad. Men would just say, and gripe or something, and then somebody hands them a dum-dum, and they're, oh, okay, you know.
Mm.
But I think if you get mad because you're hungry, and not, you know, if you haven't had anything in a couple of days or whatever, but if you're truly mad because you're hungry and you're an adult, then you're, you know, you need to reevaluate whatever sex you are.
Yeah.
An adult getting mad just because they're hungry.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be quiet.
And your dad, too.
Okay.
I'm talking about you, Dad.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he wouldn't say he gets mad when he's hungry. He's just...
He's a brat.
No, he's not.
He's a brat when he's hungry. Yes, he is. And I said it, Dad. You're a brat when you're hungry. He knows. My mom's got to keep him crackers like a toddler. She does. Got a little snack for your dad. He's going to be hungry if we have to wait 5 minutes for a table.
But I thought that was because of his his gallbladder
He's
situation.
Been that way. No, he has been that way.
I've never noticed that.
And please, yes, you have. And you talk about him.
No, I don't.
Yes, he does,
I
Dad.
Don't. No, I don't.
Mm-hmm. Anywho.
But I get accused of getting mad about everything, too, that I don't get mad about.
You don't get mad about being hungry.
No, but I mean, there are other things that I don't get mad about.
Like what?
That I get accused of.
I don't ever think you're really mad about anything.
Mm-mm.
Unless I'm you can't watch sweet. TV. That's the only thing. If he cannot, if he goes, like how some people will say I'm hangry or whatever for not eating. If he has to go a day or so without the TV, ugh, it's not good.
Well, the main thing is, is that what makes me angry or frustrates me is when you're paying for a service that's not working.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like when our TV is through the Wi-Fi now and the Wi-Fi is not working, and I know why it's not working. It was because one of the service people that came out here and hooked up the neighbor's Wi-Fi messed ours up.
Boy says it's working now. He said okay, it didn't.
But I'm talking about the day it went off that I had to go out there and say, hey, dude, when are you going to put my internet back on? Jody just attributes that to the fact that I wasn't able to watch TV. And that's why, that's the one thing that could get me up. Dealing with people,
because meanwhile our irrigation system is spouting off water after it's been off for 20 minutes, and he's like, "Something's wrong out there."
No, I've been frustrated about that.
Oh, you getting angry?
Yeah, I mean, because again, that's an expensive thing, and that's the whole. That's why I said about the whole building of a house. Mm-hmm. If you don't ever have to build a house, don't do it. Find a house that's already built.
Yeah,
because. You got to go through these growing pains of a new house. It's just a pain in the ass all the time.
Honestly, living in a house is the same thing. There's always, when we lived in our other house for 11 years,
it didn't start happening for a while. Not in the very beginning. In the very beginning, we lived in it several years before we had to start getting things repaired and redone and all that.
Okay.
But when you do anything new, it's like, all right, well, it's a trial and error thing. Look, Mr. Todd still can't get these TVs in here to work. We've had them for a month now, up and ready to go.
Is that making you angry?
Kind of. We've paid for these TVs. We paid to have them mounted on the wall, and now they don't do what they're supposed to do.
Well, okay, then let's fix this. Who can we get that understands the system? Because you said you don't want to do it.
Todd, she's talking to Todd.
But I know he wasn't here today.
Mm.
So who could do that?
Well, not me.
Well, let's start with that, and let's call that person.
We have people who know how to do TV stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's right there. His name is actually Mr. Todd, the cameraman.
But you know what my frustration is?
What?
I'll sit here, and like if I stay here today and fix these TVs.
Tomorrow it'll be broken.
Tomorrow the people won't turn them on, or they'll turn them on. So not and by people, I'm being vague. People not in
the last time you were here that you got them going,
yeah,
and you said turn them on or whatever, they did exactly like you said do, and it didn't work. It reset or something after
crazy.
You left.
Yeah. Wish I would have been in on the decision making of buying all the same brand to where the remote is going to turn all of them on and mess them all up.
Are they all different brands?
They're all the same. So the remotes work each TV. So
all right.
Yeah, so I wish I could have been in on the decision. Because, like, I love how decisions get made, and then you get brought in to fix something that you hadn't. And I'm not talking about you.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
He's like, what?
But, yeah.
I will. It'll get fixed.
But, I mean, I'm just saying that the mindset of, we built a brand new house. Everything should just be. It's kind of like when you buy a new car. The car runs like a new car. If something happens and they say, well, it's under warranty, just run it back by there. Then you're like, oh, man.
But what you're talking about, that's a normal thing, honestly, for new homes.
I know.
It really is.
I know.
Like all the hiccups.
Right. I'm not saying that it's not. I'm saying that's what comes with building a new house.
Sure.
And that's why I'm saying don't build a new house unless you absolutely have to because it's a pain.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
things aren't going to be right for a long time after you move in. You're not going to be fully comfortable and think that everything is the way it should be. I mean, for a long time, like years. Years.
Thank God you got Jody, though.
Oh, I thank God every day that I have Jody.
Mm-hmm. Makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, she handles all kinds of stuff that I wouldn't be good at handling and probably would run from handling.
Like I get, like, mm-hmm. our son, the internet keeps kicking me off. No, no, no. I said, well, you got a phone, call him and tell him about it.
Yeah, so.
Because I get sick of making the phone calls.
So he comes in, looked up the number we were supposed to call. Mm-hmm. I tried to call him, and the guy goes, oh, this is not the service number for service. You have to call that number, and then hung up on me. Mm-hmm. And then Aiden said, I'm looking at it on the website right now. It says, this is the number you call to report a problem. I said, well.
Well, whatever.
Evidently,
I called
that
it.
Wasn't it.
I called and, it Friday, and they reset it from there. Mm-hmm. And then he said, ever since then, it's been fine.
Okay, well, good. Thank you.
But I don't know what number y'all mm-hmm. want.
But I even said that,
like, really?
You know, I joke around about Jody and, you know, being a control freak and all of that kind of stuff. But I always give her credit for the stuff that she does. And I realize is very, very important.
Thank you.
Like, you know, who knows if our daughter would have graduated college with the high grades and stop doing that in the microphone.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You've been doing it
breathe.
The whole show today.
And I have. I must have some anxiety.
I didn't want to say anything.
I'm sorry.
The first 9 times it happened.
I'm sorry I'm breathing. Sorry. Okay, I'll be quiet. I forget where I am. Yeah.
But anyway, I said that helps that Jody was there helping her through the whole thing with making sure that the, you know, the school, dealing with the school and dealing with other parents and giving her helpful things, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, Jody gets plenty of adoration from me. And not just about you being pretty. Because that's not necessarily stuff to brag on you about. I mean, that's just mandatory.
Oh, mandatory.
Yeah, okay. That's your job, staying pretty.
Okay.
But I compliment you on being pretty because, I mean, in the military, when someone does something above and beyond their duty, something heroic, they get medals for it. So even though they were just doing their job, mm-hmm. they get commended for going above and beyond. Mm. So when you're looking really pretty, and I tell you that, that's kind of like giving you a medal.
Okay.
So.
You are something else. He is. He is something.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So at least we don't have neighbors just walking through our house.
True.
You know, God. Our grass may, you know, not be in a good state right now. And
I know. You know. We're working on it.
You should have seen me trying to get all that garbage out there this morning down that big hill of our driveway without turning on any lights because I don't want to disturb the new neighbors who don't have window treatments yet.
And one of the cushions fell out in the street.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I mean, we look like we had a frat party.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
When it's just the two of us, the can's not even full when I wheel it down to the bottom of the driveway for the people to get.
Bring two children.
Mm-hmm.
Guest.
Yeah. But, I mean, that can't be just, there had to be something else going on.
Mm-mm. That was for a week.
I mean, the lid wouldn't even close on the big trash can.
I know. It was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. Wait. Did I clean
you cleaned out
the
pantry. Yeah, you cleaned out the pantry.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was. Because I think I had 3 bags of trash from that.
Yeah. Well, so I guess today when Todd comes to do the cooking show, we can do a feature on the pantry then since it's cleaned out. Here's our pantry.
Here's the pantry.
Won't that be interesting?
So exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So exciting.
So I never read the comments after those things run, those fend for yourselves cooking show things. Did anybody mess with me about the big hat that I was wearing for the Pinana Colada one that I did, or did anybody even watch it?
Did you wear like a straw hat?
Yeah, one of those big beach hat things.
That's funny.
Yeah, and then my navy shirt, T-shirt with the palm trees on it.
Gosh, yes.
Nobody commented on the hat, but somebody said, "Man, that looks freaking awesome, sir." And then somebody asked, "Why? Any reason you didn't do a sugar rim? Is it already sweet on the Pinana Colada?"
Oh, I was going to say that's kind of a personal question. I'll thank you to stay out of my personal affairs.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean, is it already sweet? It's got coconut cream, coconut milk, yeah, pineapples,
sweet,
bananas, and banana rum in it.
So, sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet, sweet.
Sweet, sweet.
Give me brain freeze, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get brain freeze? You get brain freeze.
Yeah.
Freezing,
I got that,
yeah.
We did that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, it was bad. I was standing behind you, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Because my little friend Jenny's husband, Michael, he and I like those fruity kind of drinks and all.
Girly
sweet drinks. And then when we get the frozen drink like that, I get brain freeze so badly that I can't enjoy it. And he gets throat freeze, and he'll just cough. Oh. Like, it's me going, oh, holding my head, yeah, trying to get warm. I think I've read before, if you get warm air in your mouth, then that'll take away the brain freeze. So I'm like this, and looking up at the sun with my mouth open, and he's just.
Well, that sounds real attractive.
Yeah.
Jenny and I are drinking our beer like weirdos. Mm-hmm. Golly.
Yeah, you would
stick
think
to a
we
good
would,
old beer. You'll be fine.
I think we would learn by now not to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I can't handle more than one of them.
Mm-mm.
I can barely make it through that.
I like those kinds of drinks, but to me, they're just a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Like one is enough.
Yeah.
You know, I used to love margaritas so much, but when you get old, they give you heartburn. Mm-hmm. But I love them, but they don't agree with me. One does.
And one of my very favorite things in the world could be in danger of disappearing. And we'll have to take a break and tell you about it in the next
segment. Is it me?
No, you better not be disappearing.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, I hope that my worry here is a little bit premature.
Mm.
But Jody said this weekend, actually said it yesterday, that she's getting to where she doesn't even like Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And mm-hmm. I love, love, love Mexican food.
Well,
and going to Mexican restaurants.
It's another old people problem. So I like it, but if I eat it too late at night, it gives me heartburn like all night long. So I'm going to have to eat at 5.
Or just make it a lunch thing.
Yeah, I think if I do that, I'm okay.
Okay, good.
But dinner time, no. Man. I can't do that again.
All right, well, that's fine.
I'll go if you, because I know you love it, and I'll go, but I just won't.
But you know, I'm not going to want to do anything that you don't want to do or that you're not into doing. I mean, I won't want to do that.
Okay. Yeah, we can go eat Mexican, but I just need to do that. Like the other night we ate it, I think it was, 8 or something?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But I mean, you did say though yesterday, I don't even think I like Mexican food anymore. That's all I was going on.
It was because of that. It was because when you feel like that, and I did all night, I was just up and down. Oh, miserable. Yep.
That why you were asking me for Tums before you went to bed?
Yeah. It's bad. I don't like that. I don't like to eat heavy like that anyway before I go to bed.
But I mean,
oh my God! I'm sorry, I did it again. I'm sorry. Yeah,
stop
breathing.
Sighing.
I'll stop breathing.
She does that all the time. it always sounds like she's mad about something. She'll be in doing something in another room, or whatever, and I'll hear. Yo, what is it? Nothing. Can I breathe? I say, why are you sighing? I'm not.
It's better than talking.
What is?
Sighing. At least I'm not saying ugly things.
But what was I saying? About Mexico? Mexico. We didn't. Ate at 8 though, and we didn't go to bed until like 11.
Yeah, that's plenty of time for it to
settle in and start refluxing on you.
Yeah, don't worry. We're still going to eat Mexican.
Okay, well, I mean, because I wouldn't want to go without you, if you know what I mean. I wouldn't want to go and you say, go eat, I don't have to eat anything, or you just, you know, you ate, you know, plain tortilla chips or something. I wouldn't want that. You'd take the fun out of it.
I know. Oh, well.
Then I'd have to be sneaking off and doing it. Like, where'd you go? I was at the salad place. I wasn't eating Mexican. I'm not bringing heartburn home. You'd be like, I got heartburn from you. You ate Mexico today. Mexico. Don't be giving. That's what we say. We're going to Mexico.
I am okay at lunch though.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. We're good.
So you still get you a Speedy Gonzales, you know, number 5 or whatever that is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
The lunch. I had the lunch.
I do like
she
it.
Always drinks, whatever time of day is, she'll ask for the lunch portion.
Yeah.
Of any place that has different lunch portions.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. We'll still eat it. It'll be fine. But I don't love it like you do.
Well, I know that. But not many people do love it like I do. You know, and then she'll say, you know, she tries to speak Spanish, and she'll say, L50 number O, L50 amigo.
I do not. No, I don't. El Dumbo.
2 enchiladas O. Cheese.
Shut up, O.
Cheese-o.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.